Yes, indeed, Ozzy just managed to get back home there after the game. It went on about 10 minutes injury time. There was quite a few injuries to players of both sides. But as you say, the final score, City of Derry 31, Old Crescent 27. That's four on the bounce now for Derry, and certainly it's a great change from this time last year whenever they were losing games, having won them all at the start of the campaign. With Skerry's been beaten last night in Dublin, that now means that Derry are now level with Skerry's second bottom, and that really gives a real impetus because they don't really want to get into playoffs towards the end. They still have to play Thomond and Skerry's away, the two bottom sides, so really they've given themselves now a great platform to build from. But you know, this was a team that beat them 59-0 down in Limerick, and they are in the top four in this division. And, you know, it was a tremendous performance, a half-12 kick-off, obviously, because of the international. And certainly it was good to see such a good crowd. It was Derry led after 10 minutes by 6 points to nil. That was two Keith Burns penalties to put down to that. But in 15 minutes then, there was a break by Shane O'Brien, the Limerick's scrum half. He grubber kicked through, and the ball bounced very nicely for centre Larry Hurley. He picked up, dived at the post. O'Brien converted, so that was 7-6. Burns had his third penalty then on a half-hour mark to make it 9-7. And then in the last 5 minutes of the first half, it was quite a bit of scoring. Their centre, Larry Hanley, got a second score with a very good outside break. He really was the one player that stood out in the back lines, and that made it 12 points to 9. An O'Brien penalty extended lead to 15-9. But just on the 40-minute mark plus extra time, Derry had a scrum, Crescent had a scrum, and a high ball was kicked straight to Neil Burns on his 10-metre line, and he set up a touchline, and nobody touched him, and he dived over in a corner. So Derry led by 15-14, and better to follow, more or less straight away from the kickoff. Derry forced a scrum up in the 22 of Crescent, and from that, young Ian Bratton, the winger, came in on the blind side and went straight in through the post. Nobody touched him. Burns converted, so City of Derry led 21-15 at half-time, and certainly they were full of enthusiasm at that particular time. As one would expect, Crescent put on a very strong first 10 minutes and were rewarded whenever their number 8, Keith Doyle, went over O'Brien converting, so they led by 22 points to 21. On 52 minutes, more phases of play, and the right winger McDermott went over, making 27-21. That gave them the try bonus point, and I mean it made a bit of an uphill struggle for Derry, but back they came, and from a scrum then they drove forward. It turned into a maul situation, and propped Sam Duffy, man, he got the ball, and the next thing he had dived over the line with Burns' conversion, and that put Derry into lead 28-27. Unfortunately, it was only their third try, and then on 80 minutes, as I said, there was a lot of extra time. Crescent were again penalised about 35 metres out, and Burns' fourth penalty gave them a winning lead of 31-27. Unfortunately, they only get the 4 points from it, but I'm sure the team will be delighted at that. It would be nice to get the extra one, but the fact that the Skerries were beaten and they've now caught up with Skerries, having at one stage been 9 points adrift, will give the team a lot of enthusiasm. Back to Virginia Judges Road next week, and they're another one of the strong sides who won well in Dublin, but the way Derry are playing at the moment and with their home form and four games in a row, certainly the players must be very enthused by it. A very good performance by the pack. Scrum was very strong. Defensively, they have improved dramatically from the team that was at the end of last year. And certainly, I mean, although the Crescent backline posed a lot of threats at times, they certainly had the cover to come across. So certainly City of Derry supporters will now go on, I'm sure, to have a few drinks and cheer on the Irish team full of enthusiasm after their team had won. So let's hope that City of Derry, the final score, City of Derry 31, Old Crescent 27.